With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump in Iowa Tuesday, kicking off a year of midterm events, focusing on the economy and affordability.
Just after 1 year of President Trump, our economy is booming, incomes are rising, investment is soaring, inflation has been defeated.
President Trump says his administration has made big strides in attracting investment during his first year in the Oval Office.
The number one country anywhere in history, in the world, anywhere in history for investment coming into the country. And it's amazing. And it's because of tariffs.
Consumer confidence declined slightly in January. Americans taking a look at their financial prospects. Conference board saying consumer confidence index fell to 84.5 in January. Congress trying to avoid a partial government shutdown. Lawmakers reacting to the fatal shootings in Minneapolis. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Senate needs to pass a package of six spending bills by Friday to avert a shutdown. But one of those bills funds Homeland Security, including ICE operations. And Democrats say they won't support that bill unless changes are made to rein in the Immigration Enforcement Agency. At the White House, President Trump has shifted his posture and held positive phone calls with Minnesota officials. He also removed Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem from overseeing the ICE operation in Minneapolis. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tragedy in Texas. Three little boys, siblings, have died in an icy pond. And they're just some of several deaths in the U.S. gripped by frigid cold. Meanwhile, that brutal cold lingers on after the massive storm dumped deep snow, and now officials say some more brutally cold weather aiming toward New York this weekend. This is SRN News. Nations around the world are moving to help kids be safe when they're online.
At the behest of parents, clergymen, and advocates, governments are slowly taking action. Polish lawmakers are working on national digital safety legislation that would beef up protections for minors. The French prosecutor's office is widening an ongoing investigation of various platforms to include sexually explicit deepfakes. And the Indian government has ordered X to take down all unlawful content. Americans wish Congress would do more. Michael Harrington reporting.
There's virtually no mainstream support for the anti-ICE protesters who invaded a Minnesota church earlier this month, even from those on the religious left. Brian Kaler of the left-leaning Cooperative Baptist Fellowship says it would be very alarming if we come to see this become a widespread tactic all across the political spectrum. This is SRN News. Two big newspapers that were longtime rivals are coming under a joint ownership. Here's Rich Thomason with that story.
Newspaper publisher USA Today, which was known as Gannett, plans to acquire the Detroit News. It already owns the Detroit Free Press. The two papers recently ended a 36-year joint operating agreement, allowing them to merge aspects of their business operations. And once USA Today takes over, the plan is for the Free Press and the News to continue publishing separately. Rich Thomason reporting.
Wall Street ticked to a record as stocks zigzagged underneath the market's surface following profit reports from United Health, GM, and several other big companies. S&P 500 was up 28 points, NASDAQ climbed 215. The Dow, though, dropped 408 points. More details at srnnews.com.